Today we're talking with Steve Markle, owner of Madison Square Design in Kingston, our kitchen and bath design expert. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today, Bob?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for taking a minute. A couple of questions. One is, what is the difference here? You get the big box stores versus local businesses. There's a misconception that big box is more affordable. Tell me about that.
Well, a lot of times we'll have clients come in and they've already gone to the big box stores and they've had a design worked up and they've picked out their cabinets. And then they'll come to our showroom and they'll see something very, very similar, if not better. And to their surprise, we're less than they are. And a lot of times our products are better. So not that all their products are bad. Our products sometimes shine in different ways with giving them better finishes, better features. The big box stores are actually charged more than we are, because they don't have the same design specialists that we have. So when we put in an order, we've checked it. We've been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years, where a lot of times they have somebody who's new to the business. So the kitchen will come in, it'll come in damaged, there'll be wrong orders, so they've got to ship out the products again. So they actually get charged more, which people are surprised, which allows us to lower our price compared to theirs.
Right, and of course, you get the personal service you probably wouldn't get otherwise.
Absolutely. You know, everybody that's been in my store has been here for at least 3 years.
Wow.
So when you come back, you get to see the same person over and over.
Excellent. Should you put flooring beneath your kitchen appliances and cabinetry? And if so, why is it important to do that?
Absolutely, Bob. So what happens before, a lot of times people were doing countertops that were made of Formica. So they would go and they would tile up to their cabinetry, put the dishwasher in, put the Formica in. Now, what happens if you have to take that dishwasher out, the flooring, if it's only up to the cabinets and not underneath the appliances, it blocks it from coming out, which wasn't a big deal. You would take some screws out, you'd lift the top up, you'd take the dishwasher out, you'd replace it, and you'd put everything back together. Well, with a stone top, you can't take it in and out. Once you put it there, it's set permanent. So if anything happens to the appliance while the stone countertop is on there, you're kind of in trouble.
Okay.
So you want to go underneath. The other reason is you want the floor to be on the same level, because as your house moves, you want everything to move together.
After having had a house that was built in 1913, I can certainly agree with that.
They're unique.
Nothing was level in that house. We're talking to Steve Markle, who is the owner of Madison Square Design in Kingston. So again, import or domestic, what's the best quality there, Steve?
You know what's happened is throughout the ages or through time, they have set it so that the specifics of the import cabinets are the same as the specifics of the domestic cabinets. So when you go, they're going to tell you, oh, it's all plywood, it has dovetailed drawers, it's all wood construction, but it's not the same as a higher level domestic line. So when they're using dovetail, they're using finger jointed wood versus solid wood.
Okay.
When they use plywood, they're using 3-layer plywood versus 5 to 7-layer plywood. And even when it's wood, if it's a birch, it's not as dense of a wood, and it's more susceptible to the humidity in the room. So it won't last as long because it's softer.
Okay. And one more, Steve Markle from Madison Square Design. I have spent countless hours trying to buy cabinetry. Question for you, framed cabinets or frameless cabinets? What is the appeal and the advantages of frameless?
So framed has some good options, but frameless is becoming more and more popular because it's also called a full access cabinet. It has 3/4-inch sides versus the frame that has the 1.5-inch sides. So where the framed cabinets rely on a 1/4-inch space between the edge of the door and the edge of the cabinet, the frameless cabinet only has an 1/8-inch. So when you butt these cabinets together, it gives you a real good compact look.
Steve, you sound like you're a one-stop shop to me.
We are, Bob. We offer everything from the cabinetry, countertops, tile, and design. And on top of all that, when you come in, we set everything up for you. We get everything onto paper, but then we can actually put everything into your home. So you're working with the same people from start to finish.
Wow. Steve, thank you so very much. Best of luck. Thanks for being part of our Home Improvement Month right here. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
We thank you. Have a great day.